When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thank God the mics are not on these commercial breaks. Still wait for Kaylin to get back at me.
Good morning, Metroplex. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, Cowboys Insider Bobby Bell. We got Pepe in the back. We are live on the FanCam, Twitch, and YouTube, trying to get you to your weekend as quickly as possible. Cowboys, Texans, Monday Night Football. Babe Laufenberg will preview Cowboys color analyst at 8:40. But Choppy has been trying to preview Tyson Paul tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
not Saturday at AT&T Stadium.
Yeah, and, you know, Mike Tyson is, he's already talked about his alter ego, Iron Mike, coming out. And that's that spells bad. That spells doom for Jake.
I feel like you have fallen for the promotion.
I think I have to.
But that is the great intrigue with this.
Mm-hmm.
How much of it is real? How much of it is fake? You have the weigh-in intrigue. You have the rules of the fight. And I have the trailer for Netflix.
I won't do anything if I don't risk being embarrassed. Like now, I want to fight this young motherfucker.
Me and Mike Tyson fighting. The vision I had, it's within me to be a fighter, to be a disruptor.
Mike, I love you, but I'm going to take your throne, brother.
He's a manufactured killer. I'm a natural-born killer.
Mike is the greatest heavyweight of all time, in my opinion. But it's my time.
Hard work defines me. I look at myself as a liberator. I created guys like Jake Paul.
Be in good shape, because your health depends on it.
We're going to war, and he's getting knocked out.
So, Bobby, you kind of mentioned this last night. Did this sneak up on us? Do we know anyone that's going to this? Let us know, 877-881-1053. I thought about it. I asked Amanda, would you have any interest? And she's like, absolutely not. Zero. All you've been saying is Jake Paul's stuff is set up. It's manufactured. It's fake. But, you know, if I got sweet tickets given to me, I would try to go to it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, sweet tickets would be cool.
I'm definitely going to try to... I definitely want to watch it, though, if it's free on Netflix.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
And so...
That's tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow night. Yeah, and the fights, the undercard stuff starts at like 4:30 or whatever.
So by the time I get back from Roanoke, it'll be on.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, you'll get the undercard
hour 10, hour 20 for you.
But now 50.
It kind of snuck up in terms of I kept thinking we were, I don't know, like every time I thought of it, I was like, we're like a month out or something. Then I realized like, oh damn, we're here. It's week of, and it doesn't have. To me, anyway, it doesn't feel like it has the buzz of the Logan Paul Mayweather fight a few years ago, where it felt like there was more conversation leading up to it.
I'm taking this way more serious.
I am too.
But the difference is, you know, Mayweather like was a more current fighter than Mike is. I mean, Mayweather was just at the end of his career, just did the Conor McGregor fight. We had seen that already. We had seen him fight Manny, you know, a couple years earlier. So there was that. There was that intrigue from that perspective. This is like, you've got a 58-year-old and a 30-year-old. I mean, that's a big difference.
I'm looking around at ticket prices. $184. This is just on Game Time. $184, 378, 1,002, 224, 153. So price is kind of within that range.
Okay.
What are the rules and the other setup that you have?
All right. So the rules of this are a little bit different.
And by the way, did you guys look in? You interested?
I didn't want to go to it necessarily. I'd rather watch it. I've been to a couple of fights, Sean. You've been to one too. It's just, they're fun to go to, but I don't think they're fun to go to at AT&T.
Oh.
It's too big.
I've never been there for a fight.
I saw Canelo and, God, the British dude. I can't remember his name.
Hugh Grant.
No. And I was in a suite. And it was just too, you're just too far away.
We do have somebody, 214 says, I'm going to the fight. I bought the tickets whenever they first came out. Sitting in the second level with binoculars. So we at least have somebody in the audience that is going to this fight tomorrow night.
What's the point of going?
You do watch the whole thing on the screen. Like the whole fight you watch on the screen. But it's a little different than most. First of all, Mike has to...
Now, wait. If this starts at 4:30, the undercard, will the sun be a factor?
Yeah. No, they will absolutely draw the curtains for this one. Mike must submit an EEG and an EKG for this fight.
It sounds like an RJ medical update.
He's 58. He's got to show he's physically fit enough to fight anybody over the age. I think it's 36 that has to submit those. They're also going to be using 14-ounce gloves. Now, the standard in the heavyweight division, I think, is 10 ounces. These are going to be four, so it'll be a little heavier, so you're not going to hit as hard.
And that should be an advantage, you think,
well,
for Mike?
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Mike's, you know, if you watch a lot of these videos and if you listen to any kind of fight expert, they will tell you that the people who fight and start to box or do any kind of martial arts before puberty, it becomes part of like your nervous system,
and
you're just better. Like the people who start later in life just can never be as
we going into this topic
as you.
Again.
What was that?
Before puberty and then,
yeah, Olympics. Oh, think back, yeah.
Oh, well, not anymore.
Yeah,
not anymore, Bob.
Everyone is basically saying for this fight, if someone's going to get knocked out early, it's going to be Paul that gets knocked out. The longer it goes, the age, the condition.
Absolutely. They're also going to have 2-minute rounds instead of 3-minute rounds. All right. So that's
advantage Tyson.
Advantage Tyson. And instead of a 12-round fight, this is going to go no more than 8. Meanwhile, Mike also.
Advantage Tyson.
Yeah. Also, Mike had that ulcer a while back. Well, now he also has a sciatica.
Ah, like me.
You mentioned sciatica, ulcer, and EKG in our fight preview.
Yeah, he got a sciatica, which from time to time, he's been seen in airports in wheelchairs being wheeled around.
What?
Yeah, because his sciatica flares up, can't go anywhere.
He's not flying private.
So he has to pass a physical the day before the fight for the fight to go on. Now, have no fear, though. Because Mike does say he becomes homicidal when Iron Mike comes out, and that's one part of this. He also dropped his sparring partner like a bag of dirt the other day, throttling him. I don't know if his sparring partner is in his 50s or not.
Yeah.
I have no idea about this one.
Or they were like, okay, we're recording, go.
Yeah, or we're recording. Now, Mike clearly is so fast. You can see in the thing, he's so much faster than Jake.
Yeah.
And he also has recently...
Oh, if I was going to get hit by one, like if I was going to take a 3-punch combo from one, I'm wanting to take it from Paul over Mike with the way those highlight videos look.
Right. Now, like, you know, Jake's bigger, obviously. He's taller. He's got a longer reach to him. I think it's like 5-inch reach difference.
Yeah.
He's 6'1 versus 5'10. It is a 5-inch reach difference. And, of course, there's a 58-year-old and a 27-year-old. But... You know, Mike has been recently talking about
what's the toad thing.
So he's eating or ingesting toad venom, and
he's smoking it.
Yeah, so he's
smoking toad venom.
Yeah, so he's talking to God. Let's just put it that way.
But explain what that is.
Well, it's a psychedelic. It's psychedelic, and he said God told him, when he talked to God, God told him to fight Jake Paul. He said to beat up Jake Paul. Now, I don't know. It appears Mike believes this. I don't think Mike is making this up. I think he 100% actually thinks that he talked to God, and God told him
He said, you see a toad, you bust its blank.
Yeah, it's...
You put it on like a mirror, and it gets...
It congeals.
Yeah.
Right? It congeals. It becomes more of a...
Rub it down until it becomes fine sand, and then you smoke it. Then you meet God. And this is what God told me to do.
Yeah.
I know it sounds strange, but if you do some investigation, people will tell you about it. I had a shaman. I've done it over 80 times, maybe 90 times. So there you go.
Could you imagine if Mike Tyson and Aaron Rodgers went on like a retreat together?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. They they seem the same. 817 says, this is a record fight that'll go down on both their records, so Mike is going to kill him. You got another one here. Says, 214, find a Tyson clip more than 4 seconds long, and I'll pay you
$20. Yeah.
So you got all that.
Vegas does not want Mike Tyson to win. Jake Paul is minus 275 to open. Now he's down to minus 190, so he's like a 60% favorite. He only has 8% of the bets, 37% of the money. Meanwhile, Mike Tyson has nearly 60% of the money on him. 60% at 2-1. So Vegas would take an absolute bath if Mike Tyson were to win this fight.
All right, we'll preview it more tomorrow when we are at the Firehouse in Roanoke, the last Firehouse tour of the year with Sean and RJ beanies that we are passing out along with breakfast for all the Tolos that show up from 6 to 10 a.m. outside in Roanoke. Let's get to some Diamond Cavs. We got Jordan Montgomery. You've been looking at Soto. Rangers relief. Depressing offseason. Where do you want to take it?
Let's start with the depressing offseason because this is about to be, I think, just the worst offseason in DFW sports history.
That's a really, I'm going to have to fact check you on that. We just had the Cowboys.
Yeah, I know.
And maybe, we've had a lot of Dallas Mavericks.
This might be a Mike Bassick. This is going to be the worst thing ever.
Okay.
Kind of thing. But, you know, they are not mentioned as one of the seven teams in for Garrett Crochet. They're not mentioned as one of the seven. Beyond that, Jeff Passan had an article with predictions on all the free agents. All the free agents. He had something on all 30 teams. And how many times did he mention the Texas Rangers?
Well, I read your email, so I know.
One time. And that was during a list of teams that none are going to be in on Roki Sasaki, but are just going to do some due diligence on them. And look, they've got a ton of international pool, talent pool money. I mean, they've got a good amount. There's not really a huge disparity after you get past December something. So it's basically talking about bringing the same team back as last year. The bright side is this team was essentially the same one they won the World Series with. So that's the bright side. But the downside is this is also the team that just lost, 90 games or whatever.
Yeah, it's the same group of players, but the big question right now is, are those players who they were in 2023? Like, that's what we're still trying to figure out. Are those guys who just had career years and it all coalesced together at the right time, or did they have down years last year? But, like, I think the likelihood is guys like Lowe and Garcia, like, you're just starting to see, it's unlikely that they're going to replicate what they did in 23.
I just think that it's like, it's depressing. They could go after some pitching. Like, they could have traded for Crochet, or they could still. He's got 2 years of team control left. And then you sit there and you have DeGrom and him. Maybe you bring back Eovaldi. And then whatever you get from Leiter and Rocker and John Gray. I mean, that's a decent staff.
Our biggest signing is in the front office.
Skip Schumacher. That's the big one since he's supposed to come in. Mike's excited about him.
Pepe, you were sending us, didn't you send us about a reliever nearing contract? I think Morosi had it. So there we go. I think there was talks about, Cervelo?
I think I don't know. I don't know how to say his last name, but
yeah.
I mean, look, they
so take that.
Take that. That's right. They're gonna need
put that in your toad pipe and smoke it.
They're gonna need all the pitching they can get if the offense is gonna play. At the end of the day, the offense has got to rebound.
And Bobby and I's theory about Jordan Montgomery is playing out.
Yeah, he is ultimately, it sounds like the Diamondbacks are willing to eat some of his money in a trade. So this is exactly what he wanted. He knows, I'm not getting this money anywhere else. I'll opt in. Yep. I don't want to stay with the Diamondbacks, but they sure as hell don't want me. So I will stick it to them in the process. I get my money and they end up having to pay for it and find me a new home. The only downside is you don't get to pick where you get traded. But I think for Jordan Montgomery, he probably doesn't care. He's just happy to stick it to Arizona.
I'll live anywhere for $25 million.
He's got a 6.23 ERA last year, 31 years of age, 8-7 record.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, him and Boris butchered his market. Boris is going to have a major rebound.
Well,
this
did he
year,
butcher
though.
It? He got $25
million. Well, because he wanted like a 5-year deal, right? So he signed so late. But. I mean, Boris is going to rebound this year because Juan Soto. I mean, they'll drag that thing off in early March, though.
Do the Cowboys have a new left tackle? And Micah Parsons, tweeting away last night on the way that the Cowboys need to build. Commercial-free expressway with a Tolo ticket giveaway and the Neighborhood Watch with Rhett Lashley at 8 o'clock from SMU next. Thank you, Philip Payton Russell. This is Sean and RJ, along with Cowboys insider Bobby Belt. This is the commercial-free expressway on DFW Sports Station. Rhett Lashley, SMU head coach at 8 o'clock this morning. Babe Laufenberg previews the armpit at 8:40. And again, that pop.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Roach ticket giveaway is coming up at some point in time this hour at 877-881-1053. But I guess we should start with a new possible left tackle for the Dallas Cowboys, Bob?
Yeah, so Awesome Richards had to start last weekend against Philadelphia and played pretty well overall. And he's somebody, this is twice now in the last month or so where we've been under the impression that Tyler Guyton was going to play, or maybe he had an injury, but it didn't seem super limiting. And all of a sudden, then we roll out there with a different left tackle. It was Tyler Smith at first. I think that was the Lions game. And then it was Awesome Richards this past weekend. So there's been a struggle for Tyler Guyton in terms of really finding his groove, finding his mojo there at left tackle. It's not been consistent at all. So yesterday, Mike McCarthy was asked about some of the depth they have there at left tackle and some of what they're getting back now that Chuma Edoga has entered his 21-day window to get activated off of IR. And it sounds like we might have a little bit of a competition at left tackle.
Balance, it's great. It's healthy. Healthy competition is always good. You know, Chuma's coming back today too. So just to see, the four tackles get out there and compete, I think it'll be really good for us.
I'll be honest, I don't think Mike McCarthy ever wanted to start Tyler Guyton. I don't think, and I think it shows in the way that he's been calling plays this year. He clearly doesn't trust having, I don't think he's against Tyler Guyton. I don't think he thinks poorly of him. I just think he doesn't trust putting his.
Is it like a Rick Carlisle-esque young player thing like years ago with the Mavs?
I think it's just he knew he was probably going to start an inexperienced center. And I just think he felt like, I don't want to throw a left tackle out there too that doesn't have experience in this and that we're going to have to kind of bring along. And I think it's been reflected in the play calling. The play calling looks like a guy who is concerned about his offensive line protecting his quarterback.
How bad is the Cowboys offensive line on the year? A grade for the unit. You can get the PFF stuff, analytics stuff. What grade would you give the unit?
Obviously, I don't know from top 30, like all 32 teams how they're playing. I'll say this is that every game I watch of them, I feel like the other team's got a better offensive line.
What's
basically
your point?
So I mean, this has been a,
like, at best C minus.
Yeah, that's probably the top end. C minus, closer to D probably.
I'll just give you the team win rates.
Yeah, this is for passing and rush.
Mm-hmm.
Like blocking for both.
Pass block win rate is 59%, which is 16th. And then the run block win rate is 72%, which is 15th. Hmm. So for reference, so
that's right there, middle of the pack O-line.
Middle of the pack. And like for
you
reference,
you would think the run block would be worse.
So the pass block win rate is also going to be about how quick is the ball coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So if right. if McCarthy's trying to mitigate some of that and just say three-step drop, get the ball out, or quick screens, the fact that they're 16th in win rate while getting the ball out as quickly as they have is also probably not a great sign about how they're playing.
Kansas City is 5th and 1st. Detroit is 9th and 6th. Denver is 1st and 7th. You know, so you got like Minnesota's 7th and 17th. Philadelphia is 2nd pass, 11th rush. So, you know, they're mid, I mean, mid-pack, you can generally, you do fine with. You don't want to be really, really bad. That's the thing.
Micah Parsons was letting it fly yesterday on social media. Just sitting back, apparently nothing else to do, but firing off sports opinions. He's the new Dez Bryant here when it comes to Will McClay being the Will McClay of players with draft analysis. Someone said, well, it was Marcus Mosier tweeted, assuming Travis Hunter is out of the equation, my favorite pick for the Cowboys in round one is Luther Burden, the third Missouri wide receiver. Micah responded to that and said, give me Anthony Hill from Texas with Demu, Jalen Walker, or my favorite, Abdul Carter. And I sent that right over to Bobby while he was doing his Cowboys show last night with Nate Newton.
Yeah, Anthony Hill, awesome. Really good player. Is going to be a stud. Going to need to wait a year because Anthony Hill's not even eligible to be drafted yet. Abdul Carter, I'm not surprised. He loves him. Penn State guy. That's going to be part of the connection there. But no, it's Micah, I think, has lost the ability to scout players or pick players for them after the Mozzie Smith pick has gone the way it was. Because he wasn't just pumped about Mozzie Smith. It wasn't just like, oh, I want Mozzie Smith. It was he jumped up and started losing his mind, and no more quarterback sneaks, A.J. Brown. Y'all aren't doing that ever again.
Well, that was his last tweet of the night. When Mozzie becomes great because he is on his way, all of you will owe me an apology. Hashtag believe.
Okay. Then don't get mad right. when somebody brings that tweet back to you if Mozzie Smith gets cut in a year and a half. Don't be upset when somebody goes, all right, well, here's your receipt. Are you going to address this? Because I'm sure he'll get worked up by that.
Micah talking about how to team build. So he's got college eval, current player eval, and team building tweets. Defense, and I think you can take this one. Defense wins championships. Build this defense while we got young superstar. We will win more games holding teams to 20 or less points than offensive shootouts. Facts. That another little side swipe at the quarterback? I don't know, but just the premise of defense wins championships. Build this team. A little message for your front office. We need to hold teams under 20.
I mean, it's just the problem is it's just impossible to do in the modern era, really. You know, to hold teams under 20 consistently.
Unless you're playing the Cowboys each week.
Right? Yeah, but I mean, if you had to give me a choice.
Is it in today's NFL? I'm about to give you the answer.
Well, I'll tell you this. If you gave me a choice in the regular season, would I rather have the best offense or the best defense? I'm taking the best offense every time. Now, in the playoffs, I'd rather have the top defense.
Okay. I agree.
Right, just because, like, the game, cold weather.
Yeah.
Everything changes in the postseason. Possessions shrink. You know, give me a team then get a stop.
How many teams do you think are holding others under 20 on the year? Don't look at the computer, Bob.
I'm just looking at Dallas's schedule. Under 20.
Roughly throughout the league.
We'll say 6.
I was going to say 7.
9. Chargers are giving up 13 a game. No one has talked about their defense. Pittsburgh, Minnesota, Denver, Kansas City, Philly, Chicago, Detroit, Buffalo. All giving up 19 or less. So it can be done.
Nate Newton, last night we were doing Cowboys crosstalk, and Nate had mentioned that Dave Wannstedt used to come to them and say, like he would tell them what he felt they needed that week. So he'd come and be like, I need y'all to just get me 23. Or, like, I need y'all to get me 21 this week. If you do that, we can hold them to this, and that's where it's at. Kenny Gant had said that's who we had on last night as the guest. He said that their goal every week was 17 points. If you hold them to 17 points on defense, then they felt like they were going to win every football game. And, yeah, if Dallas had held all their opponents this year to 17 points in every single game, then Dallas's record is 7-2. So, yeah, I mean, obviously the defensive part of that is going to be big because even with as much struggles as they've had, they've been able to get up to roughly the 20-point threshold in most of their games.
Will people take this
and by people on television here in about 30 minutes. Will people take this as Micah calling out, or, you know, if LeBron came out and said, I need a power, we need a power forward, mm-hmm. that would be spun and taken, you know, pretty seriously as LeBron's calling out the front office. He's telling mm-hmm. Rob Pelinka, mm-hmm. he's telling the GM what we need. Will people look at this like that or no?
I don't think
Micah
so.
Says so much, I'm not really taking it like that.
Yeah, he's always talking. He's always weighing in. So I don't think it'll be taken that way. But, I mean, they're desperate for content on the Cowboys. They keep looking for anything they can. So they very well could take this and go, there it is. So
speaking of, and Rex Ryan will be all over this clip today. speaking of building through the draft, Ashton Jeanty sat down and was asked, perfect world, perfect scenario, who would draft you?
If I could script it, my family's all in Texas.
Okay.
Family being there, all the connections, all the relationships, I feel like that would just be the perfect city to play in.
Jerry Jones, make the call.
Hey, you know what to do, man.
Jerry Jones, make the call.
So Bobby, Bassick, sick, demented. I'm used to saying Bobby was sick and demented. Bassick's sick and demented wish for the Cowboys was for them to get like the fifth pick. And they draft Jeanty at 5, have that pick, have that selection with all these issues.
Oh, my God.
And draft a running back at 5 just to watch the implosion.
Oh.
That's a bad sequence.
Jeanty's going to be, I mean, he's a good player. There's no doubt his talent. If he played for a Power 5 program, I think he might actually be leading the Heisman race over Travis Hunter just because he's averaging a first down every time he touches the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy. But, you know, they don't give the Heisman Trophy to Group of 5 players.
The fifth pick in the draft this past year, because those are obviously slotted, the fifth pick in the draft this year was an average salary of $8.2 million. So, I mean, essentially, if you do get... This is why I do understand the thought process a little bit when it comes to running backs and drafting them in the first round. I do understand the thought process that says the one time where you're going to get your bang for your buck is their first 5 years anyway. So why not pay the Derrick Henry rates or whatever else during that period where you're going to get them playing as effectively as they are? Jahmyr Gibbs, Bijan Robinson, which, by the way, you know, Bijan Robinson was Barry Sanders, brought us its edge.
Absolutely, yeah.
Brought us did say that he thinks Ashton Jeanty's a better player coming out right now than Bijan was.
Whoa!
So, Ashton Jeanty's a really, really good football player, and there's a lot to really like about him, and he would be terrifying if you threw him in New York or something. If the Giants were to draft him, that'd be kind of a pain to deal with for the Cowboys over the next several years.
I know it's terrible because people go to places for different reasons. I do wonder, though, like, why would he have gone to Boise?
Boise recruits North Texas really well.
I know. And North Texas apparently recruits Boise players really well in the draft. but I just, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. it just doesn't pass the smell test.
What is the early book on this draft?
Quarterback is not... It's not a great quarterback draft is the big thing. I think the thought process right now is that it's pretty top heavy. Receivers, again, it's going to be another good year for receiver depth. Every year it feels like they're talking about, receiver stretches deep into the third round, fourth round.
I'll tell you, this is why if you were going to sign one of them, it would have been Micah over CD. The replacement cost is so much easier to replace a wide receiver.
Mm. It is. The only thing about replacing somebody like CD is, I think they look at it as like, we've already invested in Dak. We're investing in that as a coupling.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they threw the money at it that they did, because I think they've had, Tolbert didn't work out as well as they thought. They thought they had a beat on Gallup. Like, they've had some guys that they thought were good third, fourth, fifth round receivers that were going to contribute for them, and they haven't yet.
They need a neighborhood watch in Kansas City because of this crazy story of Mahomes and Kelsey.
I was on Kansas City radio yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, Carrington Harrison, yeah.
Oh, 6'10", my old spot.
All right.
They talk about me whatsoever, or did you leave me out like you did your Barrett Sports interview?
I didn't leave you out of that, okay? They left Patrick you interview. Out.
Or the Dan Patrick interview.
Right. I said your name with Dan Patrick.
I don't think so. I listened to it.
I thought I did.
The homes of Mahomes and Kelsey were burglarized last month, back to back. Now, because it's Kansas and Missouri, it's two different police departments apparently getting involved. But this was after midnight on October 6th. Kelsey's home was burglarized the next day on the 7th. $20,000 in cash.
Now, if I told you one of the players had 20K in cash in their home.
Oh, it's Kelsey.
Why, yeah. Why do you say that?
Because he just seems like, I don't trust banks. He keeps his money under his mattress.
Yeah, it was Kelsey. He had $20,000 in cash stolen from his home. And then Mahomes' house. Now, my immediate thought was, they must have been out of town. It must have been a road game. No. The break-ins happened the day before the Chiefs' home win over the Saints on October 7th. And Taylor Swift, by the way, was also at that game. No injuries reported in either case. Mahomes didn't want to talk about it too much. Ongoing investigation. So someone clearly targeting.
Yeah.
Like, and then as a burglar, first off, how is anyone robbing anyone nowadays with the home security, DFW security?
Oh, yeah.
How is anyone doing that? And then someone's like, I'm going to hit Mahomes and Kelsey back-to-back nights while they're playing home games.
Home games. Yeah, they had to know that there was an event that they had to go to that night.
Right.
Or, you know, remember the Bling Ring? Remember the Bling Ring?
No.
This was they were robbing all the celebrity houses back in like 2010.
Yeah, there's like a Netflix or something on that.
And the reason they found out is because all these celebrities, this is when like Twitter first started. And all these celebrities like Paris Hilton would be like, going here tonight. And then you're going there? Okay, well, cool. I know your house is open now.
Right.
And that was how the Bling Ring got started. But yeah, nowadays. Yeah, that was 08, 09, whatever. Now that everyone has a Ring doorbell camera or something.
This is a worst nightmare situation for me. Who has been robbed or burglarized, and did you feel like you had to leave the house? I've never been.
My car broken into.
Yeah.
Twice.
Really? At your home?
One time was at my house.
Did you have footage?
No, this is like 07.
Yeah.
I don't know if I left the door unlocked or what. I had to have because there was no breaking and entering. But they took my iPod shuffle and my radar detector. And my sunglasses. And then another time, I was at lunch in Arlington. I was working at ESPN, and we come out of lunch. We was in the parking lot. We come out of lunch, and my back window was smashed in, and they just grabbed my backpack.
Dang.
Which I didn't have a computer dinner or anything, so joke's on them.
We had a friend of my dad's who he had worked with previously had moved to town and didn't have anywhere to stay. And so he had stayed with us for a little bit. And when he left, we then went to a wedding in Abilene for a family member or something like that. And while we were gone, apparently one of the neighbors saw he had come back and had gone in the house because he knew we were gone and took some stuff. I don't know. I don't even remember what he took. It wasn't like a bunch of big stuff, but that's the closest. And I mean, it is burglary. It feels a little different because it was a friend who just knew, oh, they're gone. I'm going to go in there and just kind of go through stuff.
Yeah. Pepe?
House has never been broken into. My parents' car got broken into on vacation. Obviously, it was in San Francisco, but yeah.
He's got the moat in Rockwall. Like, he doesn't have to worry about people being able to cross over and get in.
But that's lucky, though. I mean, I'm talking about, like, coming home, door kicked in, smashed in, and then not knowing if you can go back there and sleep there.
Nothing like that, but I mean, just even hearing this story, it does give you flashbacks to the whole Sean Taylor situation, which is, it was something where they thought, oh, Washington's out of town, he'll be out of town, and he wasn't because he was injured. And I mean, it's a scary thing that people have, you know, they get those sort of things. Pop Smoke, when he was killed a couple years ago, it's because he had an Airbnb address on his Instagram story that somebody saw it and they targeted him and they went after him. It's terrifying.
Let's hook you up for turning it on, leaving it on.
All right, tell us right now. Call at number 10 at 877-881-1053 wins a pair of tickets to the Papa Roach and Rise Against at the American Airlines Center in Dallas on March 23rd. That's call at number 10 at 877-881-1053.
Oh, yeah, I do know that song. I didn't think I did it first. Rhett Lashley, SMU head coach for your Mustangs at 8 o'clock this morning. We're going to have our final ticket giveaway tomorrow when we're on the road at the Firehouse in Roanoke. But let's get you up to date with the local.
We need to take people out of their bubbles and their safe place and make them think about the world we live in.
You are fake news.
So what do you guys hear? What's the scuttlebutt?
Pat Doney is coming to see you, RJ Choppy. It's not just me. Pat Doney could sleep over too, I guess, because
you guys would have a lot different sleepover activities if Pat was there.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Probably.
Big time.
It would not be the same sort of thing. I'm guessing we're not doing prank calls or anything else. It'd be a lot of switchfoot. And that's what we'd be listening to. I did text Pat. I asked him, I said, all right, where's big game Friday night this week? So it is Anna at Colleyville Heritage, which is the Colleyville Heritage hat that you're always wearing around here. And,
I wore it yesterday. I had it yesterday.
Sporting. So yeah. He says, Anna is the reigning 4A state champ. They moved up to 5A, and it's a tough test in round one of the playoffs against Colleyville Heritage High School. So if you want to go out and see a good high school football game this week, you can go Friday night, go see Colleyville Heritage, and Anna and Pat Doney will be out there at our media partner, NBC5. Our Facebook community group post of the week this week comes to us from this is Louisville. So yesterday there was a major accident in Louisville, actually not too far away from where we're at, where we live. It's like just down the street on Main Street. But over there yesterday, it was an issue where somebody had slammed on their brakes in the far left lane with no working brakes and collided directly into a bunch of people. It caused this massive accident. It slowed things down for several hours.
The brakes just didn't work.
Brakes worked. Brake lights were out. So they slammed on the brakes, and you can't tell when you're moving forward when the brake lights are out. And so collided right into them. The thing that was causing a controversy when this was posted about in the City of Louisville Facebook group, there were a bunch of people weighing in of just, oh, that's awful. Oh, my gosh, hope this guy gets his comeuppance, because this guy apparently fled the scene and left and was not there to pick up the pieces afterwards. But there was a controversial post in there where somebody says the cars involved should all get ticketed for failure to maintain control of your vehicle. Obviously, none of them were maintaining a safe distance between them and the car in front of them. Wishing ill on someone like that is so unbecoming. We'll pray for you and your wayward soul. And this person got lit up in the comments with, it really doesn't matter what safe distance you keep if your brake lights aren't working.
You know, Facebook community groups just illuminate how dumb some people are. And that's really all it is. And it's like, you know, and I could totally appreciate the independent thinking, you know, just kind of going on your own. But that's Karen behavior. You know, you really should. You should just keep maintaining safe distance.
I was not listening to anything. Sorry, Bob, because Uncle Jay and Adrian sent me some news. Bobby, one of your head coaching choices is off the board.
Mike Vrabel?
John Gruden has signed with Barstool Sports.
Oh, baby.
A multi-year.
Shroud him, Stroud!
That music is burned into my brain. What he's doing with his Gruden TikToks. I think this is smart. This is a really smart signing by Barstool.
It's a fit.
John Gruden on there to have him go off.
I don't know that. But you think that would prevent him though?
He can get out.
Cowboys game calling.
I just think it's kind of a sign maybe from Gruden. He doesn't think. I don't think he can be hired back as a head coach.
Well, and he's going through, he's still got lawsuit issues with the NFL that he's going through. And so he's still dealing with all of that with the league. He actually won a court battle, I think, the other day about what was allowed to be included in his lawsuit against the NFL. And so he's won some of the battles along the way, the logistical battles. And so I do wonder if he gets back in here. He sounded, when he gave the big interview to, I think it was CBS Sports at the beginning of the year, he sounded like he was so disillusioned with the NFL after that interaction that he wanted to do college, which I don't know. Do you think that plays with the college kids?
That song, the music?
In general. Yeah. All right. Michelin went ahead and recognized several restaurants in Texas this week. There were actually 15 restaurants that were given Michelin stars.
And is this like the first time ever? Is this like the first time that Michelin has come to Texas? Yes.
Yeah, how is that? Like, you would think rating systems would be in like every city.
How do I get on that board? And just go around and be like, you're Michelin worthy.
Well, and that's the thing. So they had 15 restaurants that got Michelin stars, and there were several others in the state of Texas that got Michelin recommended. It's essentially honorable mention. But there was only one restaurant in DFW that actually got a Michelin star. There were several others, 28, I believe, that got recommendations.
Yeah.
But the number one restaurant in DFW, according to these Michelin star rankings, would be Tatsu Dallas, which I've never heard of.
I never heard of it either.
It's an edamame sushi restaurant in the Deep Ellum area. And when you look at it, I guess whenever I've thought of hearing Michelin star rating, I think of like these elegant, like French, Gordon Ramsay type of restaurants. Not that this one, it just doesn't look like a standard restaurant. It looks kind of almost like just a walk-in lunch place that you would go into. And some of these other places that are on here, they look like almost fast food joints that are getting recommendations. And so they've got 28 actually that are recommended, and WFAA's got, I'll put this link on the Facebook. WFAA's got a map where they've put together all the different restaurants that got recommendations in some of the areas.
Yeah, I saw some of these and I was like, really? I was like, we should open up a restaurant if some of these places could get nominated.
Have you eaten at some of these spots?
Yeah.
And you weren't impressed with them or thought that this would ever get it?
One of them on there that's Italian, I was like, if I'm thinking Michelin star, I'm thinking this is a mind-blowing meal. Like, the way I judge restaurants nowadays, I'm like, am I going back? Can I not wait to come back? One of the Italians on there... No, Nona is a very good one. We got a shout out to Matolo that's over there. That's the one where I kind of walked in. I took a video of like the Goodfellas type back room. Mm-hmm. It was like a Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Nona, very good on there. There's another Italian. A lot of people do talk about Mr. Charles. I think I saw Tolo Chris Panther City nominated for something on here. I thought. But then there's really sad restaurant news this morning, and Babe Laufenberg, he probably is all over this. Al Bernay has died from his battle with ALS. This was the famous, this is the famous steakhouse.
It's right down there.
Jerry Jones would go there all the time, but Al Bernay passing away after an ALS battle. And I think Babe did a lot of work with them for his son.
I think he did.
Aitman Staubach would always go there for Babe's events.
Yeah, it's a good spot. It always has been.
Yeah.
That's sad news. That is one of the more legendary restaurants in DFW. So I went and looked. Which city worldwide has the most Michelin-starred restaurants?
Paris.
They're second. They have 136.
We buzz him.
Tokyo is number one.
Oh.
With 194. Then Kyoto is third. Osaka. And then London, which no, absolutely not.
Indian food, baby.
Absolutely not. I don't buy anything food-wise in that little London, Ireland area.
Yeah.
Not the food-wise.
I've been to both of those, by the way. I've been out there.
You can see one from the other, according to you. What did he say that day in the meeting?
He's in Vancouver, and he goes, you can see Seattle across the bay. We're like, no, you can't.
4 hours away. Oh, you can see it.
We're doing the neighborhood watch here on 105.10. I'm glad you mentioned Mr. Charles getting recognized as a Michelin recommended area, because there was some confusion about that at first. They were not included in the Michelin recommendations initially.
Oh.
The Charles got the honor at first because they screwed up, they mixed up which restaurant was called which one. So the Charles at first, for the first 24 hours, thought it was a Michelin recommended restaurant. Nope. D Magazine says Chaz Martin might need to stop naming his restaurants after himself after some of the confusion that took place.
Chaz is a character, but the Charles is good. It's better than one of the other places on there.
There was a spot on here that I'd never heard of, but I was really interested in. Have you ever heard of Smoke and Ash?
I have heard of that.
It's a spot in, Arlington, and I've never heard anything like this. It's Texas barbecue with an Ethiopian, twist into it. And when you look at it, I think it was Fox 4 was doing a story on them yesterday. And when you watch it being prepared, it doesn't look like barbecue. It looks really good, but it doesn't look like barbecue, some of the different infusions they do.
You know what? Amanda told me Keith Lee's moving here.
Really?
I sent him a DM to come in studio.
No kidding.
Yeah, the food reviewer, Keith Lee, who suggested the best noodle place I've ever had in my life when we were in Vegas for the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. He's supposedly moving here.
Oh, that's cool.
That's going to be great business for everyone.
We're doing the Neighborhood Watch here on 105 Through the Fan. Okay, so hotel demand is pretty much tapped out in Arlington. If you need to be in Arlington this weekend, you're screwed, because apparently there are a lot of people. This is a destination fight, this Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight.
We should have done our show out there tomorrow. I know we got the firehouse or the show today. We should have done it out there.
Well, so they've got an estimated 40 to 50,000 that are expected to actually attend the fight at AT&T Stadium, which that's what, half capacity roughly? So I don't know how they're
fight, maybe even more than half. Because of less than half.
I guess how they're setting things up. Maybe they're taking off the like top level or not giving access to that. But there's apparently no hotel rooms really available within any sort of reasonable distance of AT&T Stadium right now. They said that they expect that it was down from 75,000 was the initial estimation in July that they thought would attend. You remember they had to Obviously, we mentioned earlier the ulcer issue with Mike Tyson. They had to change the fight date, so that ended up complicating some things. But after that, they said that essentially you can't find any hotels right there. Hotels.com reports a 260% increase in demand for Arlington area hotels the night of the fight compared to the same day last year, and that rates are up 80% on rooms compared to last year. That's price gouging right there.
I wish some type of legislation would come in and stop hotels from price gouging. Next time your power goes out with the winter events.
Okay. When that happens, that's bogus. Big events, I got no problem with that. You know, like if it's
how much though?
Well, I'll tell you this. You know, when I was in college, 25 years ago almost.
And for five years
I was there. So somewhere it could be closer to 20. But when I was in college, the hotels in Knoxville on a game weekend were $400 a night. I don't know what they are now. And I'm talking about I'm not talking about your Marriott Marquis. I'm talking about you got to enter from the outside kind of hotel.
Yeah. A place Odyssey would put us in.
Right. Absolutely. Now, if you're in a small college town like that, that's how you make your money. That's how you make your money. I got no issue with that. But
thank you, Peyton.
Let's see. I'm gonna go see what we got here.
You look that up. While you look that up, you remember last month or 2 months ago, we talked about how Wisconsin, the state police from Wisconsin were here in North Texas busting some sort of issue that was going on in North Texas. There was this vague report from FBI agents and everything else that said, yeah, we were busted some sort of international ring. We can't really talk about it. Well, we have more details now. A car theft ring with international ties has stolen nearly $5 million worth of vehicles out of DFW Airport, according to a new search warrant obtained by NBC5.
Wow.
So DFW Airport police say the arrest of the group's leader last month helped officials unravel the multi-state conspiracy. Last fall, NBC5 reported on a rise in cars being stolen from DFW Airport. At the time, officials said investigators do believe there's an element of crime rings behind many of the thefts. They got the search warrant that was filed in Tarrant County and showed DFW Airport police say they've identified a nationwide crime group stealing vehicles from the airport. The document said police have been investigating the ring based in Houston since last February.
Of course. Do you think anyone sits down at their Thanksgiving table and is just open with their parents or family about being a thief? Hey, how's the car theft business going?
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
I think you're going to talk politics at that point.
Yeah,
well, I can't wait to bring that up.
Did you get any cars last week? Does anyone just sit down openly and honestly and be like, yeah, I stripped 4 cars last week.
Left them
naked and bare.
Does anyone
just sit down at an honest conversation?
Smoked with a few people across the border.
Yeah.
Just doing whatever you're doing.
Took them to the chop shop. It was a good week. Got some good pants.
Because I've recently thought about leaving my car now at the airport versus the Uber rides if it's a 2-day trip. If it's a 2-day trip and I'm like, all right, it's 40 one way, 40 the other. But then I get anxiety looking up the different areas to park at the airport. Is it hop on the bus from here? Is it the park and ride? Is it $25? How much is it a night now? Love or DFW?
Isn't it 24 at Love?
Inflation did not hit that. That's what it costs.
Well, you could prepay at DFW, and that's half the price. But you got to do it a couple of weeks in advance.
Oh.
Prepay, it's great. You park right there at your gate. By the way, I just went to the hotel. There's only one hotel near the stadium. It's $619 for that night.
Police said the ring targeted airports in Texas, New Mexico, Utah, and Nevada. And they say that what they would do is they would change the VIN numbers on them, illegally retitle the cars, and then sell them off and taking them across the border to Mexico.
8-1. First in the ACC. The number 14 team in the country. Rhett Lashley, head coach of the SMU Mustangs, joins us next.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW,
the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.